You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1991. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. This edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm here for the 1991 National Association of Broadcasters Convention. This is where all the different manufacturers and programming services, just about anybody who has any dealings with radio and television, goes to display their wares. And hopefully, if we have time at the end of this edition or during some parts, we'll bring you some information and news and notes from the NAB conference. Well, let's see if we can go in to one of the downtown casinos and drag Jerry Starr out by his ears and get a good look at what's going on with the AM Switch Column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch. From the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, we have two editions of the Switch on this month's audio tape, and we start with number 254. Under call letter changes on 640, the silent WBMX in Zeeland, Michigan applies for a new call, WROR, signaling the fact that that may be returning. On 660, WQSR in Williston, North Dakota becomes KEYZ. That's actually a move in frequency for another station. We'll get to that in a little bit. On 910, KGLC, Miami, Oklahoma changes to KVIS. 980, WMAK, London, Kentucky becomes WBBE. 1240, new station in Flowood, Mississippi will be WZQA. On 1330, WBIG, Conway, South Carolina changes to WPJS. 1460, WIQN, Phoenix City, Alabama goes back to its former call of WPNX. On 1540, WNRE in Circleville, Ohio, which, by the way, is the pumpkin capital of the world, the new call will be WNRJ. On 1550, WCCZ, New Smyrna Beach, Florida becomes WWBH. And we have two changes on 1580. KDAY in Santa Monica, California becomes KBLA. And WKNN, Pascagoula, Mississippi changes to WZZJ. Two new AM stations were granted in this edition on 770 in Youngstown, New York, which is a northern suburb of Buffalo, 5,000 watts, a D3 antenna, daytime only. And on 800 kilohertz, Brockway, Pennsylvania will be 500 day, 500 night. The antenna will be U4. That's about 10 miles north of the city of Dubois, Pennsylvania. Applications from existing facility, only one, but it's an interesting one. On 790, CIAO in Brampton, Ontario would like to move to 530 kilohertz with 250 watts day and night and a U1 antenna. That move will take place when the station currently occupying 530, CJFT, moves their operations to FM. And we have more information on that coming up, too. Grants to existing facilities on 1200, CBQW in Ray, Northwest Territories, moves to 1160 kilohertz. And on 1230, CILW in Wainwright, Alberta, moves to 830 kilohertz. By the way, their power on 830 will be 10,000 day, 3,500 night. The antenna will be U4. Moving down into an absolutely packed otherness section on 660 KEYZ, Williston, North Dakota. The call and format has moved here from their former frequency of 1360 as KEYZ buys out the KQSR construction permit for new station. So essentially this is a new station, but it's an old station. They have moved their call and their programming from 1360. By the way, the 1360 license for KEYZ has been turned into the FCC, so you can scratch 1360 out of your log. Here's another sad note. We mentioned this station once before, but now it looks like it's permanent on 750 WHEB in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This station has turned in its license, so you can remove it from the log, and unfortunately, that also removes just about everybody's best bet for hearing New Hampshire. 770, an application for a new station in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania. That application has been denied by the FCC. 900 CJER in San Jerome, Quebec. This station was silent, but it returned to the air along with CKLY 1570, which it relays. Also on 900 KICR Oakdale, Louisiana is silent. 980 WMAK London, Kentucky. We mentioned they applied for new call letters. That means they may be back, but at the moment they are silent once again. They were silent. They came back on. Now they're gone again. on 990 WBTE Windsor, North Carolina. This station is silent pending a sale. On 1000 WJHH Soperton, Georgia. This station is silent. Also on 1000 WKLO Danville, Kentucky is silent. 1020 WIBG Ocean City, New Jersey. This station that just recently returned to the air on this new frequency with traveler's information is now simulcasting WREY 1440. On 1030 WONS Pleasure Ridge Park, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville, this station has been a construction permit for many years. They once again applied for an extension for their permit, and this time the FCC denied that request, so this one might be dead. 1140 KSSQ Conroe, Texas is silent. 1150 KMXN Santa Rosa, California, here's a silent station that has returned to the air. 1170 WDAT Amory, Mississippi is silent. On 1230 CJSA in St. Agatha-Dumont in Quebec, this station has been silent but has also returned to the air along with the station that they relay, CKLM. On 1270, WWSE, Hot Springs, Virginia is silent. 1310, KOYL, Odessa, Texas is silent. 1340, KTMP, Heber City, Utah is silent. 1360, WYSE, Bainbridge, Georgia is silent. On 1400 KVLA, Vidalia, Louisiana, this silent station has returned to the air. Also on 1400, CKSJ, San Jovi, Quebec, has also returned to the air along with CKLM, which it relays. 1430 KSTB, Breckenridge, Texas, is silent. On 1440 WSEL, Pontotoc, Mississippi, is silent. 1450 WLPM, Suffolk, Virginia, is silent. Also on 1450 KZAO, Dardanelle, Arkansas, this new station is now on the air. 1510 KIDZ, Independence, Missouri, a few issues ago, we were reporting that this station had gone temporarily silent. Well, the station is either now back on the air or possibly, and this is more likely, was never silent at all. There's a possibility the report that we got that this station's silence was not exactly accurate. Anyway, KIDZ Independence, Missouri, definitely on the air as of right now. 1520 WARR Warrenton, North Carolina is silent. 1530 KCLR Rawls, Texas is silent. 1550 KVFW Winfield, Kansas is silent, pending a sale that may return. 1560 WSMD La Plata, Maryland, this silent station has been sold, the new owner planning on returning it to the air. 1570 WNNQ Ashburn, Georgia, this station is silent. Also on 1570 WGSR in Millen, Georgia is silent. And finally on 1570, and we've mentioned this several times when we've come up on the frequencies of their relay station, CKLM in Quebec is now back on the air. They claim they were off the air because of transmitter problems, but they are back along with all their relays. Moving now to edition number 255 of AM Switch, and our call letter changes start in Canada on 590 CKEY, Toronto, Ontario becomes CKYC. 960 CFAC, Calgary, Alberta becomes CKKX. On 1150 KIXC in Quanah, Texas becomes KVDL. 1370 KFON, Rollingwood, Texas changes to KKMJ. On 1420 WPLY, Plymouth, Wisconsin becomes WJUB. 1460 KDON, Salinas, California becomes KRQC. On 1470 KSIR in Estes Park, Colorado becomes KRKI. Also on 1470 WAXF in Farrell, Pennsylvania applies for new calls, WRQQ. This station, by the way, has not yet returned to the air, although its FM sister has been broadcasting for about a month now. However, we understand that it will be reactivated. On 1510, KVOG, Greenwood, Arkansas becomes KPBI. Also on 1510, KDVE, Nederland, Texas becomes KQHN. And on 1560, WSMD, La Plata, Maryland. In the last edition, we told you they have new owners and are going to be returning to the air. When they do, their new call will be WMOM. Moving straight away to otherness in edition number 255 on 530 CJFT, Fort Erie, Ontario. This station appears to be silent according to local monitors, so they must have moved to FM as they promised. And as we mentioned in the earlier issue, CIAO Brampton on 790 would like to move to 530. And although we haven't seen anything in print yet, we understand this move has been authorized by the Canadian government, and that may be taking place very shortly. 560 WYOR, Brentwood, Tennessee. Another sporadic operation. This station was silent, then it returned to the air, and now it's silent again. On 610 KYJC, Medford, Oregon, a silent station is back on the air. 700 KRMW in Silt, Colorado. The most recent of their many requests for an extension of time to build this new station has been denied by the FCC. This station was granted back in December of 1984 and has never been built. They've been living on a series of extensions ever since. We wouldn't be surprised to see this one just go by the boards. On 730 WJTO Bath, Maine, last month we told you to expect them to return to the air, and they have. An 860 WAEC Atlanta, Georgia, their new full-time operation is on the air, so you might want to try to hear them at night. Their antenna is now U2. 910 WTXN Pepperell, Alabama is silent. 1110 WJML Petoskey, Michigan is silent. On 1190 WOEQ Royal Palm Beach, Florida, this new station is on the air. 1320 WFRK Coleman, Florida, this station is silent once again. On 1370 KPOS in Post, Texas is silent. 1380 WIZO in Franklin, Tennessee. This station is now simulcasting with WHNK 1430. Now, the programming will originate at the WHNK facilities, but both stations will use the WIZO format and call letters, except, of course, for the legal top-of-the-hour ID. 1410 WMML, Mobile, Alabama. This silent station has been sold and should be expected to return to the air soon. 1430, as we just mentioned, WHNK, Madison, Tennessee, which had been silent, is now back on the air, simulcasting with WIZO 1380. 1460 WRBL in Florence, New Jersey. Their five-year battle with the Township Trustees Zoning Board has finally been resolved, and construction of this new station's three-tower antenna system is expected to begin shortly. As a matter of fact, by the time this reaches you, those towers should be in the air, and the station is expected to be on the air, according to Reverend Dave Bowdwin, who heads the Fountain of Life Center, which owns the station. In about 6 months, that station should be on the air. Hopefully it'll get on in time for John Barker to record the ID before he leaves the Garden State. And on 1510 WAHT, Anvil, Cleona, Pennsylvania, a station probably best known amongst DXers for its frequency check. That station is now silent. We also understand from Dave Schmidt, who handles their frequency checks, that the frequency check is gone also. And finally, we end with a rather sobering statistic. You may have noticed that the odds against stations coming back on the air and stations going off the air are heavily tilted toward the people going silent. And Inside Radio, which is a broadcasting newsletter, recently came up with this statistic. There are a total of 208 AM stations that have gone silent. Now, this does not include construction permits for new stations not yet on the air. It reflects 208 operating AM stations that have pulled the plug. A pretty grim statistic indeed. And that will wrap it up for another edition of AM Switch. Jerry Starr from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And we'll see you in about 30 days with more stuff from the world of broadcasting. And right now, as we always do, we switch across the hall to Studio X for the most loved, the most highly respected, the most revered voice in the history of radio broadcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce... What?
He what? He can't make it?
Oh, he can't be here. Okay. Well, in that case, here's John Bowker.
Okay, Jerry. Well, hello again, everybody. This is John Bowker. Hey, Jerry. I was glad to hear you talk about K-Wink, KWNK, getting an increase up to 5 kilowatts there in the Simi Valley. I was 2 years ago this month in May. I was out in Palm Desert, California, right next to Palm Springs, out to where Bob Hope's home is and all that good stuff. And I wanted to get a good, clean recording of that 670 station up in the Simi Valley. I had to rent a car and go up about 2 miles from their transmitter to get a nice, clean recording. I don't know. 5 kilowatts will help them out a great deal, so that's great. Okay, everybody. Well, let's see. This is the travelogue, and we're going to be doing 770 and 780 both today. But I have to tell you, as I do so often on these little get-togethers of ours, I got some cute tapes in the mail this month. Billy Sampson, down in Hamilton, New Jersey, he sent me some, and we got some winners on that. And Billy, I wrote you a card, and I'll have to do more than that for you. But among other things, I'm going to sort of break my pattern here, because Billy said, you know, when I did the 590 tape, I had a lot of trouble getting WARM up in Scranton. Well, Billy, let me tell you, since then, I've been up into that whole area and picked up clean recordings of all those stations. But none like this. This is real cute, I have to admit. Listen to the words on this jingle.
Let me tell you about where I live, here in the Keystone State. Vacation land for the great Northeast, where the living is really great. Warmland, Pennsylvania is great, we all agree. Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, the spot to be. Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, that's home to me.
And that goes on and mentions all the little towns around there, Nanticoke and 40 Fort, a whole bunch. All of them, you know, they all got radio stations, so I don't know quite why WARM did that. But did you catch them saying, this is warm land? That's the only time they mention it. They don't even give their call letters spelled out, so I don't know why they quite did it. But it's a cute little jingle. I've been whistling it to myself ever since Billy Sampson's tape arrived here.
That's where I'll stay. Pittston Plains and 40 Fort, Avoca and Factoryville, Clark Summit, Kingston, Hazleton, Back Mountain and Edwardsville. From Carbondale to Nanticoke, they're great, we all agree. Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, the spot to be.
Billy tells me he picked that up at a garage sale. So I tell you, I've been going to garage sales for the last 30 years. I've never picked up anything that good. The other cute little thing I have to share with you that he Billy said, you know, last month you were talking about WJR being, you know, the grandest tiger in the jungle and all that. And he said, did you ever hear this station break? Listen.
America's most powerful radio station.
100 billion watts.
With a really big tower and everything. 100.1. KRZ-FM.
And he went on to point out, gee, if they had 100 billion watts and all that big tower, at least they could have kept the W on the call sign, don't you think? I don't know. Billy, that was a good tape. And as a matter of fact, he sent along some vintage WABC we're going to be hearing in just a minute on the 770 one. Just before I leave this otherness, as Jerry Starr calls his column, so I got to invent my own, I guess, before I get a copyright infringement against me there. Son John recorded something in Michigan City, Indiana. As a matter of fact, he went all over Indiana here about a month ago now, going down to Santa Claus, Indiana. I didn't know there was such a place. I thought the North... Well, never mind. Anyway, as part of that trip, he went near Michigan City and picked up what I consider a very difficult ID. It's as if, you know, so many of us are hearing stations that don't ID on the top of the hour. Here's a station that goes to great trouble to ID. At least I think so.
From 1959 on LaPorte County's number one radio station, WIMS. 32 degrees in Michigan City. Today, mostly sunny. Highs around 40. It's time now for the 10 o'clock news on WIMS. The time is 10 o'clock.
WIMS, Michigan City, LaPorte, the news voice of LaPorte County.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good morning. I'm David Hall.
Well, I don't know. I just had the impression he started to give the legal ID three times. The third time he finally made it, I think it was a pre-recorded cart, but that's okay. Okay, let's go on. 770 is the focus of our attention here at the beginning of the travelogue on the May 1991 edition. And as I look over the list, it appears that we have about 18 stations presently on the air on this Class 1A channel. And therein lies a tale, by the way. The dominant station, the non-directional, if you... want 50,000 watt day and night station is WABC in New York. And the interesting thing is that that's the basis of the longest running suit in the FCC's history. Now, it's already been solved, but if we'd been doing this the last time we went through the travelogue, it had not been solved. The station out in Albuquerque, KOB at that time, had asked if it couldn't also be 50,000 watts day and night non-directional. And they proved that there were no listeners to WABC because of the station in St. Louis, and they weren't going to interfere with St. Louis and all that sort of thing. And what they wanted to do was have this wonderful big signal. And the FCC finally said no. Just recently, in the past year, they've said no. So KOB, or if you prefer, KKOB at this point, at 770 in Albuquerque, is still directional out toward the west. And but they really put up quite a struggle. The fellow that owns KKOB, or did at that time, was one of these pioneers in broadcasting, and he's done a lot with satellites and TV, and all very good. Anyway, we want to talk about WABC, and as a special treat, I guess, this very morning, at about 30 seconds before 11 o'clock, I went out into my back shop, turned on a radio, and started a tape running. And what I didn't know was that we also had a whole bunch of fluorescent lights on in the basement with a SCR controller. So there's a little buzz on this, but the woman on this all-talk station, WABC now, is interviewing Teddy Kennedy. You believe that? Well, that's what she says. Listen.
Do you have any words of wisdom for about the Nancy Reagan book?
All I can say to her is try to keep her head above water.
Okay. Thank you, Teddy.
Bye.
Goodbye now. And we will be taking a news break, and we'll be back. It's 12 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn.
It's interesting. That really threw her, because she didn't catch what the comment about keep her head above water really was. Let's try her at 12 o'clock.
The call. Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
All righty. Tomorrow, Julie Harris and James Earl Jones. It's 12 o'clock noon.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nunn, Soviet president.
Well, she got it right the second time. That's very good. Now, that's from late April 1991. Billy Sampson, down in Hammonton, New Jersey, came up with some tapes that go way, way back to 1961, in fact. And we're going to hear a couple of those right now. As a matter of fact, Billy, I'm going to have you introduce them. These tapes are really quite vintage, are they not?
Some of this stuff is some 20, sometimes 30 years old.
Yeah.
And what I'm spotlighting now, beginning with the 770 dial position from 1961. So,
yeah. Oh, you got me twice there. That swing done it. Hey, you stand by, Kimo Sabe, on the flip side of another first edition from Action Central News. We got the Dovells. They're going to be doing the Bristol stop
listen,
for you.
Listen right to the echo on that voice.
Right?
To City Island, to Clifton, to Baldwin, 25 million people, blanketed by WABC in New York.
Time for weekend news from ABC Radio, brought to you...
Well, Billy, that's terrific. He even gave us some Winston cigarette commercials in there. Fred, sometime we ought to put together all the jingles of cigarette commercials, like Kent with the Micronite filter and L&M, remember those? I think I have some of them. I guess we really shouldn't do that, though. Maybe some April Fool when we don't have anything else good to do. Boy, it's cold in here. Anyway, let's move on the 770 tape. As is our want, we've started in the Northeast. We'll go to the South and then out to the West on the May 1991 DX Audio Service Travelogue. I swear.
This concludes another day of broadcasting of WYRV. Owned and operated by Cedar Bluff Broadcasting Incorporated, our studios and offices are located in Cedar Bluff, Virginia. WYRV operates on 770 kilohertz with a power of 5,000 watts. We invite your comments and suggestions. Our address is WYRV, Box 163, Cedar Bluff, Virginia. And now, until tomorrow morning, good evening.
AM 770 is WWAM North Fort Myers, Southwest Florida's new oldies station.
You're rocking in the 90s with Z-Rock, 77 AM stereo WZRC, North Fort Myers.
You crank and crank on Z-Rock. Oh.
WVNN, Athens, Huntsville, Decatur.
WVNN 770 News Radio.
WVNN News time is 8:30, and it's time once again.
This concludes another day of broadcast activities on WEW. WEW is owned and operated by WEW Incorporated, Charles P. Stanley, President and General Manager. WEW operates on a broadcast power of 1,000 watts at 770 kilohertz by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. All of us at WEW wish you a very pleasant good evening.
Oh, say can you see?
And if we go back just 20 years, this is the way WEW sounded.
Degrees at 10:30. This is WEW 77 Radio St. Louis.
Well, now, that was recorded inside an airplane as we were landing at St. Louis. I recorded about three stations, that one stopover in St. Louis. I have never been on the ground in or around St. Louis, Missouri, but I got three of their stations. So, actually, I got another one from here. KMOX came in pretty well one night, and that's one of those that we use on the DX audio service. And so be it. Okay, I was stopping over in St. Louis on the way back to Newark Airport from a city out in the Southwest. And while I was in that city in the Southwest, indeed stepping out of the airplane and spending an entire week, I was able to record this, 1970. Was KOB back in the good old days, and I don't have KKOB on tape. But we can go over to the West Coast, up into the Bay Area, and here's what we hear.
Have some free music we'll be giving away, operating on Clear Channel 770. 77 West is KPLA, Riverbank, San Francisco, Sacramento.
You know, maybe somebody can explain to me why I spent 2 months in San Francisco back in 1976 and drove up to Sacramento and I had my ear tuned to the radio wallet. I never heard of the town of Riverbank, California. I don't know. What do you say we go a little bit further north? What's your name, sir?
Randy Quint with a 77 Country AM News Update.
Thank you. If that jingle gave you any trouble on KRPM, that's in the town of Seattle, Tacoma. That's what the girls are singing there on that jingle. Let's come back across the United States for our last entry at 770 on the dial and learn all about gun control.
That's the right to bear arms, discussed in 1/2 hour on hour 2 of Talking Sense on KUOM 770 in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I'm John Lampland.
I'm John Belker. Well, sir, it's time to move ahead to the 780 tape here on the DX Audio Service. There are, according to my records here, there are 14 stations presently active on the frequency. Again, it's a Class 1A clear channel. That means we have a dominant station. Indeed, we do, out in the Midwest. One of Chicago's all-news stations, WBBM. We'll be hearing from them a couple of times here in the next few moments. But as we always do, what do you say we go ahead with starting with the East Coast, and we'll work our way out to WBBM and beyond. This is not quite as loaded as a 770 tape, but it's fun nonetheless. Here we go with 780 on the May DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WAVA Arlington, WAVA FM, Arlington, Washington, a service of Arundel Communications.
WAVA News time is 9 o'clock. Talks between Egypt and Israel are broken down.
They'll be listening for testimony time every Monday through Friday at 5:15 p.m. on Radio 780 WABS. It's 12 o'clock here on WABS in Arlington, Virginia.
Local news has been presented by Tommy Landon's Golf and Chevron, located on the 200th block of West Broad Street in Dunn, your BF Goodrich Tire headquarters.
It's 32 degrees at 8 o'clock, and you're listening to WCKB, 780 AM in Dunn, North Carolina.
This is the Electric Newspaper, WBBM Chicago, News Radio 78.
This is Dale McCarron with Sherman Kaplan, WBBM News Time, 9 o'clock.
And he gives no rebound. Take 10 for identification. This is Chicago Blackhawk Hockey.
This is Dave Ennett. Join me for all the latest sports news and scores each weekday morning at 15 and 45 past the hour on WBBM Chicago.
It's
It is Thursday the 27th. I'm Sherman Kaplan, and here are the top stories on WBBM AM at 10:30 in the morning. Scientists released barium gas from a satellite high above the Earth today.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Opera from your fine music station, KCRL, Reno, Nevada. 78 on your AM radio dial.
News, I'm Kate Dorton.
And now, more music from KNOM Nome. Yours for Western Alaska. This is KNOM Nome.
You know, it must be getting kind of nice in Nome this time of year, beginning of May, sure. My goodness sakes, I have to get up there one of these days. I've never been up in that part of the world at all. Say, I had a couple of tapes, fine tapes, from Dale Hamm this month, and Dale asked a musical question. Dale, I have to put it off this month because I'm just about out of time here on the travelogue, but I'm also going to play that terrific, that most complicated station identification I've ever heard in my life that you included. We'll put that on either on the next edition or maybe July. It'll have to wait. I don't know. All right, next month we're going to be doing the 790 tape, and that's kind of busy, but we'll see how busy it really gets. So, fine, everybody. Have an awfully good May. And speaking of good, here's Bill Hale.
Thanks, John. Welcome, everyone, to the May 1991 edition of Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. We've got plenty of tips and loggings to report, so let's go. First off, a report from DX audio service subscriber Dale Hamm of Birmingham, Alabama. Dale logged KTIB Thibodaux, Louisiana on March 11th from 0300 to 0345 hours ELT. He also logged his first Californian KFI on 640. And he cleaned up on 640 that night, logging WOI Ames, Iowa, hearing their carriage of the BBC World Service. Sounds like it was an exciting DX session, Dale. He also tried for the KUAI DX test on February 25th, and even though he was able to null WGN, WWII from Shiremanstown was too strong for the Hawaiian. A fine report, Dale, so let's hear from more DXAS members. Word from Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario is that it looks as if the CBC has decided to keep the English AM network on an NSP schedule. So that means he's going to miss DXing on 1550. Well, WVOK 690 in Birmingham sent Gary Houdick of Munden, Kansas, a QSL, and they stated they are using 500 watts at night, so that CP must be on. Doug Smith of Nashville reports this bit of info about WPFD in Fairview, Tennessee. Although this is listed in the 1991 NRC log as being on the air, there is no evidence of the station except for a building in Fairview, which is about 25 kilometers southwest of Nashville, for radio 85 AM. And that's it. There doesn't seem to be anything else. In fact, the building contained an auto parts store and no sign of a radio station. Doug writes that there are, in fact, two Fairviews in Tennessee, but the other is near Knoxville, home of WUTK. So that's also on 850, so that would knock that one out. I doubt if this station ever existed, and Doug also reports that WQDQ 1200 in Lebanon, Tennessee is silent, and that it has been since his arrival in the Nashville area in December of last year. As long as we're log bashing, Kermit Geary of Walnut Park, PA, received a prompt very letter from WMEQ in Menominee, Wisconsin, which states they use 250 watts at night, not 210, as the log states, so you might make that minor change. If you hear what sounds like Japanese on 1160 from 1900 to 1930 hours Eastern Time, it's probably WAMB in Donelson, Tennessee. Doug Smith says it's apparently a nightly feature called World Hotline, which is recorded in Japan. Well, Steve Francis of Alcoa, Tennessee, we're zeroing in on the volunteer state this month, reports that WCPH 1220 in Etowah, Tennessee, has been silent since March 5th. Well, WKQG in Rochester, New York, is now a member in good standing on the Cool Gold Network and using the slogan Cool Gold 1280 AM WKQG. This used to be WPXY. This was reported by both Kermit Geary and Charles Ray. And speaking of WKQG, Jim Renfrew of Rochester reports that due to high winds, they were off the air a good portion of March 28th. Earlier that month, on the 3rd and 4th to be exact, 990 WRMM, 1370 WXXI, and WWWG 1460, all of Rochester, were off due to a massive ice storm which moved through the area. It seems WXXI's transmitter is in the basement of their building and the basement flooded, and with no sump pump, they were in deep trouble as well as deep water. And during WXXI's absence, Jim logged many new ones as a result. WBNK 1360 with the BRN under WMNS 1360. WGEE 1360 with Country and Western, or CKBC 1360 with Country. WKJF 1370, advertised as Light Rock 92 FM KFJ. A tentative logging of RFO on 1375 with French Talk and Music. WPLB 1380 with a quick fade-up ID. 1360 WTFR may have been WKFR Kalamazoo, as with the last time that 1370 was open, a strong WHAM WPXN spur ruined 1380 for a try at his closest unheard in Dansville, New York. So I guess even though the ice storm knocked out the stations and a few of the facilities there, Jim Renfrew had a pretty good DX session. Well, 590 in Toronto is now CKYC. This was first noted March 15th, about 11:20 hours, with country and western music, local ads, weather, and non-IDs as Country 59, Toronto's only country music station. The call letters apparently are not used. Official sign-on was at 0900 on March 15th. CKEY went silent the previous day. This report from Morris Sorensen in Scarborough, Ontario. Well, WPON 1460 Pontiac, Michigan was heard on February 28th, signing on with the announcement that their studio location is at 2222 Franklin Road, Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and powers of 1,000 watts non-directional daytime, 750 watts night directional, and playing country rock music. Kermit Geary reported this. And both Russ Edmonds of Bluebell, Pennsylvania, and Dave Evans of Broussard, Quebec, report hearing CKLM Laval, Quebec, indicating that CKLM is no longer off the air, as was reported in an earlier AM switch column, CKLM on 1570. Phil Tallman of Purcell, Oklahoma, writes to shed some light on what's going on the Sooner State on 640, 1320, and 1530. Seems they have a mini network set up where WWLS 640's programming is repeated on both KXOL 1320 and KXTD 1530. Some local ads may be inserted on 1320 and 1530, but Phil isn't sure. He confirms 640 is 24 hours, but isn't sure about the others. Well, your editor has heard KXTD 1530 on at 0400 plus with the sports final, as is carried by WWLS, so they must be on 24 hours or forgot to cut the carrier those particular nights. Don't know about KXOL. Phil's going to do a follow-up and get back to us. Another Phil, this one Borsma of Spring Lake, Michigan, reports another log change. Phil says the 1600 in Muskegon, Michigan is now and always has been WSNX, and never has been WSNZ, so another whiteout job for the AM log. Well, another feature of DDXD, which we seldom get into here on the audio service, is called UnIDs and UnIDs ID'd, wherein DXers report a station heard, but they couldn't ID it. They heard little blips of music or a non-ID mention or what they thought were call letters, but just don't pan out in the log. Anything which is heard is reported, hoping that another subscriber who may have ID'd that station or maybe lives nearby and hears it all the time can identify it. Well, DX Audio Service subscriber Gary Kettler of Austin, Texas, heard the following on March 29th at 21:52 hours Eastern Time on 1020 kHz, a poor-to-fair signal with Bruce Williams on TalkNet. And also there was a hit on the frequency. It wasn't KDKA or KCKN, or does KCKN carry TalkNet? If anyone can help Gary out, either reply to me or call in a Muse on the Muse hotline to let Gary know, and we pass along our thanks. Finally, this just in, Colonel Tom Sanders of Davison, Michigan, reports that CHYR 710 in Leamington, Ontario, has canned its CHR format in favor of, are you ready, country and western. Tom has heard them use slogans as the new Country 7, CHYR, and the hottest country mix on Country 7, CHYR. They continue to carry Major League Sports with Maple Leafs hockey and Blue Jays baseball. Well, that's going to do it for this month. If you have an interesting logging to pass along or a tip for other DXAS members, send it to me, Bill Hale, at 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas. My zip code is 78666-4335. And thanks for listening this month. We'll see you next month on the DX Audio Service. Back to you, Fred.
Thank you very much, Bill. Now let's turn it over to you, the membership, and our musings from members column. These are the thoughts of the NRRC members and do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, its editors, or sponsors.
Well, this is Marty Rimpaugh here, DXers from Oakland, and 1 p.m., D-Day. Death Day for KDAY Santa Monica on Thursday, March 28th, 1990. They signed off at 1 p.m. and I happened to hear about it from Mark Marino, and apparently Sands Realty, the same company that owns KNAC in Long Beach, will take it over, and it will become business radio, supposedly, with the call KBLA, Business Los Angeles. So, I think in some ways we lost a good one when we lost K-Day, because there was no other rap station like them. And they wound it down with Just to Be Close to You, and I think the last song they played was Turn Out the Lights by Teddy Pendergrass. But J.J. Johnson and other people were there. They just said, well, you don't have to do anything. Just hit the button and give the ID. Or give the ID and hit the button. And that's what they did. And so I hear they'll be off for about 3 weeks. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, I guess that's all. And as a sidelight, even though this is not AM, John London of KMEL has his last show tomorrow morning, the 29th of March. So I am going to get that on tape as John London is moving to KKBT in Los Angeles, FM 92. So anyway, that's all for now. Happy DX.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. About 10 years ago, there were two radios which were about half the size of the GE Super Radio and might rival it in sensitivity. I say might because I don't have those two radios here to compare. One was the Sony ICF S5W, that is Sierra 5 Whiskey. This was an AM and FM portable, which was designed to be particularly sensitive on AM. It was only average on FM. And the other one was the Radio Shack Realistic TRF, which was also designed to be particularly sensitive on AM. I'd like to comment. When two or three people call in to report a format change or some other change in a radio station, I'm wondering if it wouldn't be better to feature just one of the reports. Perhaps the first one or the one that gives the most detail. That way it would avoid repetition and perhaps allow room for more topics. And finally, to the very nice Yugoslav lady on the April edition, I would like to say Dobar dan, hvala I volim te.
Hi, Fred, and DX Audio Service listeners. This is Rod Moog, W0NDS in Austin, Texas. Want to do a little follow-up on reports by Bill Wayne and another and Gary Hettle, I think it was, here in Austin. As of Monday, April 1st, the Rush Limbaugh show has moved from 1370 KFON to the major news talk station in town, KLBJ. Yes, and LBJ does stand for who you remember and think it does, on 590 here in Austin. So that change has taken place. They made they had promos the week before saying that KLBJ was changing and listen at 1:45 on Friday afternoon prior to the changeover and to find out what it was. I took the time and trouble in my office to listen and was very disappointed at the change that was taking place and the fact that it was not a major change. Anyway, when I was visiting Western New York last month, I heard two different stations in the Rochester area carrying CNN news at different times of the day. Just to add to the list in case someone's compiling these, 10:30, the station...